Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Good morning, Miles. My name is Kurt Sutter, and I have Spectrum as my internet, my TV, and my home phone provider. And I was wondering if you guys could do the same for me as they do. Obviously, if you do that, I'm used to cable. I'm old, so I'm like almost 64 years old, so I'm used to the cable vision. I have a smart TV in my living room, but am I correct in saying that if I switch to all smart TVs, I don't need cable and no more TV boxes, and you could just put a whatever the box is, I don't know what the hell, I forgot what they call it, a router or whatever it is in the house, and I can get all my TV through the internet. And I was wondering if you do the home phone too,
Okay.
because
Well, we offer internet service and we offer home phone service. Now, I mean, technically, yes, you can ditch cable and you can switch to only streaming your whatever you'd like to watch. So,
I have the basic setup, like the normal channels, like to watch Yes Channel, ESPN. I don't have any movie channels. I have four, two, four, five, 11, the normal channels, 26, TNT, the Mets channel. I think is one is Yes for Yankees, one is the other one. I just want the basic TV so I can watch baseball games, football games, stuff like that. I don't need all the movie channels. I would like to maybe get YouTube, and I would like to keep my telephone. It's the same number I'm calling you from here. But I called Planet Networks because and talked to them about it. They're here in Saugerties, but they're not set up yet. But I'm figuring I want to get whoever can provide me a way to ditch Spectrum first is going to get my business. Spectrum, I started out 5 years ago, okay, or 6 years ago with Spectrum on the triple play, and it was, TV, home phone, landline phone, and your internet, and it was $100. But the triple play has turned into triple pay. I'm paying $315 a month. That's a BMW payment, and I don't have a BMW in my driveway. And I'm looking, I want to cut that bill down and pretty much in half. Planet Network said that they could beat that by at least half, probably more. So I'm calling you guys this morning to see if you could set me up somehow. I don't know how to set this up, so would you guys have a technician that would come set up the Wi-Fi in the house? This and then like I'll set up my stuff for me, and I can, and then I'll even let you guys have the pleasure to call. I'll leave the Spectrum till you guys get everything hooked up, and you guys could say, "Hey, guess what? You lost another customer. He's canceled his subscription," and it'll give you like pleasure getting rid of Spectrum, and I'll be smiling because
I
three.
understand, but we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't contact a competitor and let them know that they've lost a customer because we offer a better service or a service that someone was more interested in than the competitor's service. Because we're going to keep it professional. But
I would expect you to keep it professional, but I was wondering if you guys call and say, please cancel this customer service, or do I do that after you guys are all done? Because I'm obviously I need my service until the new stuff is in, and then
Yes.
I could just, I guess I would call them and just bring them all of their boxes once they're disconnected, give them all their equipment back, and say, here you go, right?
Right. The customer would always be the one that would contact their current provider when they're ready to cancel service with their current provider. In fact, that would be a requirement. Another company wouldn't be able, another person, individual, unless they're authorized on your account or another company wouldn't be able to do that for you. that would be required of that individual. And also, in regards to all of the different things that you like to watch. Now, I don't know how much of that you can access through the various different streaming platforms that you could use, because there's an abundance of them out there. But I don't know which streaming platforms include all of the, I mean, because say, for example, you might have to pay.
You know, basic channels, the news channels, you know, normal stuff out of New York City, like 2, 4, 5, 7, 11, stuff like that. You know, I would want that and stuff like that. Somebody must carry that through to through streaming, no? I would imagine.
Well, now, there's going to be, you know, there are streaming platforms that are completely free that offer a lot of really great, you know, channels and content. And because they're free, you can use more than one without any cost to you other than paying your internet bill.
Right.
So that's really a really great thing about that. And then
Right.
as far as getting any deeper into that, because, you know, you're going to want to, you don't want to miss out on your sports. So I do see that, like, say, for example, YouTube TV, which, I mean, would be something you would have to, you'd have to pay for a subscription to YouTube TV. But of course, that would be cheaper than what you have with, once you add the cost of YouTube TV plus the cost of our internet service, you're still paying far less than what you would be paying if, you know, to Spectrum and what you are paying to Spectrum currently. And they do have, I see they have ESPN and ESPN2, another ESPN channel, and ESPN News. So that's going to be good in
How
regards.
How much is YouTube? It's like $20 a month or something, right?
Oh, no. YouTube TV to get a cable television like experience, but through YouTube or through Google basically, but technically through YouTube. The cost of that currently, what they've got going on, is just to let you know, let me see what their offer is, because what I see right now is enjoy $49.99 a month for your first 2 months, and it says save $46. So I'm assuming that's going to be add 23 to $49.99. So it's roughly 70 some odd dollars a month for YouTube TV. Let me see what the regular pricing is on YouTube TV. Because I've never looked into it. I just wasn't interested. I just watch whatever. I only watch YouTube.
Do you use this fiber network like how I'm describing it? You don't use cable like Spectrum anymore yourself. What's the best thing to? Because I want the telephone too. Is that like an extra $20 a month for my landline?
Because I live
in a valley and I don't get good cell reception. I know I can have it hooked to the Wi-Fi, but I like having my home phone also, so just in case, you know, in case of emergency and stuff like that. But what would you suggest, and how would I go about? I would like to get my bill down to maybe 165 or 175 a month. I don't, tops at the most, because I can relate to paying that much, or even less if you can, but paying that much, but $315 has just gone out of control. I keep raising my bill every other month. It goes up another $20 or $30, you know what I mean? And I'm lost in this new high-tech world. Back in the day, I had all of the new stuff that came out, but I haven't kept up with all of that stuff. I don't even have a cell phone. My wife has a cell phone, but I don't have one. I just want to pay a lot less. I can't go into retirement in a few years paying $315 a month for a TV and a computer hookup. It's just going to be unfeasible. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. So,
what would your cost be to me to set me up basically to a halfway decent system with some TV channels where I could watch the Mets and the Yankees and have basic, you know, some channels, my telephone, and my internet, basic ballpark figure, what would it be?
Okay, so what we could do for you is with our services, we have our 1 gig fiber internet that's normally $79.99 a month. However, you can get that same great 1 gig fiber internet for only $69.99 a month, but you would have to be okay with and sign up for paperless billing, as well as paying your bill with your bank account information, such as your account number and routing number, and then
I was planning on paying it through my credit card, my Visa credit card, through my Mid-Hudson Valley account. This way, I just pay my credit card and I can build like miles for travel and hotels and stuff like that. That's how I was planning to do it. This way, I just send a little bit every paycheck. I make one payment to my credit card and I have no more bills to pay every month. No bills coming in my mailbox.
Understood. Yeah, so with that, if you decide to pay using your credit card, then you could get the 1 gig fiber internet for $74.99 a month. So you still get a $5 discount off the regular price if you sign up for paying through a credit card or debit card. In this case, your case, a credit card with paperless billing.
Right.
So your bill would be sent to you via email. So right there, that's $74.99. Okay. So, and then if you decided, you know, okay, so I want to get an alternative to cable television and I want it to be good. I want to have access to my sports and what have you. And then of course you're going to get access to so much more. I mean, it's basically, like cable television. It's just not cable television because it's YouTube TV. So for that, the cost on YouTube TV, from what I'm seeing, is for the basic YouTube TV, it's normally $72.99 a month. So we'll add $72.99, and we're coming out to a total of $147.98. But
yeah,
we also have to factor in, you want to get the phone service. So we're going to have to add plus $24.99, and that brings your total payment monthly so that you have access to a similar experience to cable television, and then also you have your blazing fast fiber internet, and you have home phone service, and that all came out to $172.97.
So you're right in the ballpark of where I was figuring. Okay,
yes.
My next really big question is: are you guys able to hook up to where my location is?
Now that's something we can look into. What is your street address?
My street address is 2723 Route 9W, Saugerties, New York. I'm halfway between Kingston and Saugerties. I live just past the falls on 9W before PBI Hill Bridge, where you go up into Glasgow and stuff. I know you guys are right out of the old IBM complex, correct?
I'm not sure.
On Morton Boulevard, where IBM, where the big huge buildings where IBM used to be years and years ago, right?
Oh, okay. What is your zip code?
It's 12477.
Okay, 12477, and then let's see.
Yeah, you guys are coming in right about the same price as NetPlanet Network, and they're up in Saugerties, and they're out of New Jersey, and they're going from New Jersey to Albany, but they're not completely set up yet. But The faster I get rid of $315 and start paying $160 or $170, that's saving me $150 a month. And, that times six is $750 right there in 6 months. So that's what they told me about 6 months before they're ready to go. So the quicker I can get this done, that's that much more money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I just have to get rid of they. No matter what I do with Spectrum, they just will not give me a break. They will not stop. I'm like, I was laughing at them, going, it went from triple play to triple pay. because it was $100 at first, and now it's triple pay. It's $315.
Right,
so
right. Oh, I understand, and
people that around my area have got it, like right up in the development up here in Saugerties off 9W. They've got it. So I would imagine I'm on the main road right on 9W. You should have the wires should be right there. I've seen you guys put. I think they were putting up new wires. So I was wondering if that was you guys.
Yeah, so your area was in service as of September 30th, and so would you like to sign up for the internet service with me over the phone, or is this something you'd like to do online?
Do you guys send the guy out with a router or stuff that they hook up into my house? Do they hook it up for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir. So what will happen is either we'll do this over the phone together, or if you'd like to do it online.
I'd rather do it over the phone because online, I'm good. I'm halfway decent on the computer, but sometimes it poses a problem for me.
I'm not
100% computer. I'm not like these kids today that can do this stuff with their eyes closed. I'm old. I'm sorry, but
it's okay. I'd be happy to assist you. And so is your, of course, I have to ask this question, but is this a location, a home or business?
It's my home. I live here. I've lived here for 35 years.
All right. And, did you want the 1 gigabyte fiber internet for $79.99, in which you get that $5 discount if you pay by a credit card?
Is that the Spectrum is like 1,000 megabytes or some stuff or whatever the hell it is? It's pretty quick. The Spectrum is yours just as fast.
Yes, that would be the same except for
right.
I don't think, and I don't know for certain, but if Spectrum is offering, gigabyte internet over broadband, over like a coaxial cable with copper being the transmission method,
Slower,
ours is going to be faster in regard. Now, it won't probably affect you, but ours would be faster in regards to upload speeds. The downloads are going to be similar. But with fiber, you get parallel download and upload.
So when I click from one thing to another, I don't have to wait 5 minutes for it to switch over. That's the only thing for me. That's all I know about it. Like when I'm going from, if I'm on Facebook and then I go to like eBay or something and I click it, I don't have to sit there and wait for 2 minutes for it to go click over. It just like goes almost instantaneously.
That's how ours works. With our 1 gig fiber internet, it's blazing fast. So when you think of opening eBay, once you click to open eBay, boom, the whole website's up.
If I sign up with you guys, and in 6 months, you're not going to raise my price through the roof, are you?
No, you have a 2-year price guarantee.
You got how many year?
2 year.
Okay,
price
cool.
guarantee. And then with that 2-year price guarantee, there's no guarantee that your price is going to increase after your first 2 years with your 2-year price guarantee. That's just something that's put into effect so that in the event that there are, like, say, for example, if there was new legislation, you know, that says that the FCC says that in order to transmit internet speeds, company businesses must pay, you know, the FCC or the government more taxes or what have you, and if there was another round of inflation and a devaluation of the dollar. So then the business, the operating cost and things of that nature could increase based on the devaluation of the dollar due to inflation, et cetera. So that would then cause for the company to say, okay, well, we may need to increase our customers' bills by maybe a nominal, you know, a small little five or maybe $10 at the most. You know, it's not going to be a huge price hike like you saw with Spectrum, where Spectrum said, oh, yeah, we'll get you in here for $100 a month. And then after, you know, so long, oh, yeah, okay, now it's $300 a month. I mean, that's just absurd.
One month they'd raise it up $20, and then 2 months later they'd raise it up $30, and then another few months would go by and they raise it up $15, and then a couple more months and they raise it up $15. They kept doing like $15, $20 every few months for the last couple of years, and I mean it's out of control.
It is out of control.
Where are you guys located at? You sound like you're from Florida. I got some relatives that live in Tampa.
Oh, nice. Hope they're okay. But I know that Hurricane Milton didn't really do too much in Tampa. Everybody down there made it out, you know, pretty much so.
Thank God it wasn't as bad as they thought. Most of my family lives in Tampa, and they all got out of there, and then they said it wasn't that bad. Everything was fine because I kept in touch with them because I was worried about them, and they go, they go, they're used to those storms, you know what I mean? Oh. So they go, half the time it's like they do around here in New York, like when there's in the summertime, if there's a heavy thunderstorm, the TV will break out and it says Weather Channel alert, and they'll say, oh, heavy winds could rip your roof off and all this stuff to scare the crap out of people and rip your siding off, down trees and crash them into your car and all this stuff. I'm like, you know, I heard this all before. It's a thunderstorm. I've seen a million thunderstorms in my life. I know what thunderstorms do, so it's not, you don't have to really worry about them ripping your roof off. If your roof's going to rip off in a little bit of wind from a thunderstorm, then you need a new roof to begin
with.
Yes,
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
So where are you guys at? You sound like you're from Florida. You got an accent like that.
Well, I'm actually in Alabama myself personally, and unfortunately, I am a customer of Spectrum. So when you mention all of the price hikes in regards to their billing, I'm completely aware. And
how come you don't have these guys?
Because Archtop Fiber is only offered in the New York area, pretty sure it's just New York. I don't know if any areas of New Jersey are covered yet, but we offer services in our Archtop offers services in New York, so I can't get Archtop because I am in Alabama. Their fiber lines aren't run down here. If I could get Archtop down here, I'd be happy to do so because it would definitely beat the pants off what I'm paying Spectrum.
You're paying probably about the same as me then for Spectrum, right?
Well, actually, I only have phone service and the 300 megabytes per second internet plan, and my bill is like $126 a month.
Well, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, and I'm not on any promotional offer or anything. This is like, you know, I've already made it beyond the promotional offer, so I'm in the regular pricing now, and it's only about it's $126 a month, roughly. For the
things
cable.
Are a lot cheaper down there, though. See, living in New York, they gouge us for everything that they possibly can. New York is an expensive place to live in.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know.
You know, the one thing you got to look at is living in New York, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have mudslides, we don't have fires, we don't have earthquakes, we don't have any. I live in upstate New York in the Catskill Mountains. It's beautiful. And we don't have any natural disasters or anything, and I'm in a valley, I'm protected. There's never anything you have to really worry about around here, you know what I mean? But you have to pay for that. peace of mind, that you don't have to worry about Mother Nature, you have to, you know, we have to pay a lot of money to live here. That's what it is.
I mean, to be quite honest, now, because your roots are probably there and your family is there, it doesn't make it easy for you to be able to pick up and move. And of course, it's, you know, not easy to pick up and move and where you're at. I'm sure it is very beautiful and what have you. But I would always recommend to anyone, you know, who doesn't mind, you could probably live out, like, for what you pay to live in New York, you could probably buy some land out in the country here in Alabama and have a house on some land in the country in Alabama and still be paying probably a quarter, if not half, of what you pay to live in New York, which would amplify your ability to save your money to help you to be able to make it through retirement. But and then also, if you position yourself wisely, you know, distance yourself from the Gulf and be more like in, you know, central or a little bit more northern Alabama, then you're going to be out of the way of any, if a hurricane comes up in the Gulf, it's going to, you know, deteriorate. It's going to weaken significantly as it makes it up through the state. Now, we didn't see that as much weakening with Milton as it did go through the United States of America and pass through the, you know, the East Coast states, unfortunately. But yeah, Alabama's been, you know, relatively really good, and the cost of living here and property taxes and things like that are really, really low. So that's the only reason why I would recommend Alabama to anyone. If they're looking for, you know, somewhere that's really exciting with a lot going on and, you know, anything like that, well, then they're looking in the wrong place. This is not it. But if you're someone who just wants to settle down, just live out their days, you know, just enjoy living and enjoy lower cost of living and, you know, and lower cost all around. Because I bet in New York, your gas is probably, when you go to the gas station, I bet you're paying, off the top of my head, I bet it's at least $4.50 a gallon.
Am
I wrong?
I am right now. It's come down a little bit because, you know, it's election. The Democrats want to get reelected, but it's down to but it was like $4 a gallon, but it's come down to $1 because they want to make it look like the economy is doing better. But
understood. Yeah. So you're not paying that much more than what we pay here. I think it's probably down to about 270 or something like that. Last I checked, somewhere around 270, 280. So you're not going to save a lot of money in gas then.
Southern boy at heart, like, I don't agree with all of this, like, northern thinking. Like, I don't agree with this wokeism and all of this stuff. And I really don't like New York here. It's like there's so much stuff going on that's like disgusting. I'm a Catholic and I'm very religious and I don't like all of this perverted stuff that goes on in New York. You know, all of the stuff that it's just, to me, it's really an evil place. I avoid it and I turn that stuff off, but still having it around you, it's hard. But I live in a very beautiful place. I'm in the mountains in the Catskills, and I have a big, I live right on the water with no houses around me, and my house is paid for. I've been offered $1 million for it. I bought it for $60,000, and I've been a carpenter my whole life, and I fixed it all up. I got like you look out my windows at a big creek that you can't even throw a softball across. It's really beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. I go boating and bass fishing in my backyard, and it's big. Like, I look out my living room window at the creek, and the other side of the creek is a big, huge hill, and it's just filled with trees. I can go out on my back deck naked and do a 360, and you can't see another house anywhere around. But I'm right on a 2-lane road in front of my house, so that's the only. That's what's nice, because they got power all the time. If there's a storm, I'm the first one fixed, because it's the main artery up and down between the city of Kingston and Sorgatty. So I'm not like off the beaten track, but I am like right in a perfect spot. I'm like 10 minutes to Woodstock in New York. I'm, you know, it's in a really good spot. But you can't have everything in life. So you got to be, I'm really happy with what I have, you know what I mean? But my whole thing is I just don't like being robbed. So that's why I was calling you today, because Spectrum is just robbing me. They're bending me over and saying, how do you like it? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir. I know it's exactly what you mean as a Spectrum customer myself. So, yeah, let's we can go ahead and proceed forward with getting you signed up for Archtop Fiber's internet service and home phone service. So,
okay, and the guy will come and totally take care of me, have my TV up and running, my phone up and running, and I could just sit there and help him with anything he needs. And as he takes the boxes apart, I'll just put them in a pile, and I bring them back to Spectrum, and it's as easy as that, correct?
Well, yeah, when our guy comes out to do the installation, you can ask him if you need any assistance. You can ask him to connect your any devices that you need assistance with connecting to the Wi-Fi, you can ask him to help you to connect those devices to the Wi-Fi. And, of course, like you mentioned, your TV is a smart TV. So that smart TV will already have, you know, some apps on there like YouTube. And then
and
you
I don't need a wire. It just picks it up right off the Wi-Fi, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, it'll pick it up off the Wi-Fi. It doesn't have to be hardwired with an Ethernet cable. And then when you open your YouTube app on your TV, then you could proceed forward from there with signing up. It, you know, if you decide that you want to, you could sign up for YouTube TV, and then
through your account, right?
No, not through our account. YouTube TV will be something that'll be a separate billing, because that's going to be billed by YouTube. That's because we're not YouTube, we're not Google, so you
right,
know they're
right.
gonna they're a separate
so
company.
Really, then basically all I'd be paying to you guys would be the 74 and then the phone and then whatever else I add on to it, right?
Yeah, so basically the $74.99 plus the $24.99, that would come out to like $99.98 or something like that, if I'm not
whatever
mistaken.
Whatever channels I decide I want to buy, I just buy it through them, and that goes through my credit card, and it goes up from there. So you guys would come in at like $100 instead of $315, and I still would have some free stuff on my TV before I even buy anything, correct?
Oh, yeah, you'd have a lot of free stuff on your TV, because before you get involved in the YouTube TV and having to pay for that, you could look into other streaming apps like Pluto TV or Tubi.
Right.
TV, and Tubi is T-U-B-I. That's T like Tom.
Technician, when he comes, will he hook up so I have some channels to watch while he's here?
Well, you can ask him to help you if you need his assistance, but you should be able to look up those apps that I mentioned, like Pluto TV or Tubi TV or
right.
Sling TV or Freevee. What I would recommend to you is what you can do.
Basically get it set up and then just play with it until you get what you want, right? Pretty much.
Right, right. And then also what I would recommend to you is, since you already mentioned that you're familiar with YouTube, and that indicates to me that you probably do watch YouTube videos.
Right,
you could
I watch a lot of rock and roll videos, you know, that are on YouTube pretty much. That's all I do is watch the old bands, you know, Led Zeppelin and the Allman Brothers and all those old rock and roll bands. I like to watch them on YouTube.
Nice. I love to hear it. And so you could just look up on YouTube, you could look up best free streaming apps.
Right.
And then there'd be plenty of videos that would, you know, be people talking to you about, you know, here's this streaming app, and they're probably going to mention the same ones that I've mentioned, like Pluto TV, Tubi TV, Sling
right.
TV, Freevee, etc. And they'll let you know about it, and then they might go into detail about, you know, you can expect to get these particular types of channels. And
right.
when you get involved in, you know, something like that, you might find that, I mean, but see, I don't know that they're going to have all of your favorite sports games on those free platforms, and that's
right,
where you would...
I'll find it. I'm not worried about it. I'll find it one way or another. I'll find it. Yeah,
okay.
I I really like the Allman Brothers. Those guys are like, they're from Alabama area, you know. So they're one of my favorite bands of all times, man. The Allman Brothers. I'm into that kind of music and stuff like that. But so it sounds really good. I work a 4-day work week, and I'm off on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And I'm home all day on Mondays and Tuesdays, so that would be the best day for a guy to come out and hook everything up for me.
Okay. Well, let's see if that's going to be something that's going to be available. Let's go ahead and move right along through the registration process for the service, getting you signed up. Say we're going to do the 1 gig internet, and then let's see here, and you're going to get...
phone.
Okay, so your service includes your main router and one additional Wi-Fi extender if needed at no additional cost. Would you like to add any additional extenders to your order today, or would you rather determine that with a technician? There, each additional Wi-Fi extender is an additional $7.99 a month, but you do get one, you know, you do get one with your plan, so you may not even need any others.
Right, I have one smart TV in my living room, and then I have another flat screen, smaller TV in my bedroom, but it's not a smart TV. Would they be able to hook that up with that extender you're talking about?
You may not even need the extender to get that connected. The router, or the modem and router for your internet through Archtop may broadcast the signal strong enough to where you don't even need to use the extender, but the technician will help determine if you do need the extender, and if necessary, then he'll help to get all of that set up for you. And if you need him to set up your TVs, get them connected to the Wi-Fi, he could help out with that as well.
Very cool.
Okay, and you said that you would like to add, you know, the phone service for $24.99, and you said you did say you'd like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Okay, and what is that current phone number?
It's area code 845-246-0299.
Okay, 845-246-0299, and will you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
No, my phones are all hooked up right as they are. I have my smart TV is no problem, and even the older flat screen TV, which is smaller, even though it's not a smart TV, it'll still run off of that Wi-Fi. That's
not if it's not a smart TV. Now, if you have
another smart TV in my bedroom. It's hooked up to a cable box, but it's an older style, smaller flat screen TV, so it's not a smart TV. I have one big smart TV in my living room. I have a 55-inch smart TV in my living room, and I the other flat screen is, you know, before, it's like 6 or 7 years old. It's before they had smart TV.
Okay.
But it's a little flat screen.
Yeah, so you might decide to replace that or use an option like a Roku box or something like that that you can connect to the TV. So, you know, rather than paying, you know, however much money for the TV, whether that be, I mean, you can get a cheap TV for less than $100 at Walmart, you know, for like a little small 32-inch, like 720p TV. So it's not like real high definition, but it's still perfectly fine for most people. But if you don't want to do that, you know, you don't want to spend that much money, you could get like a Roku box for like $20 or $40.
Hey,
and then
that
you connect,
just plugs into the HDMI, right? And the,
right.
And the router will pick it up, right?
Right.
They
and then you just
at like Walmart too, I think, right?
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. So you might even just be able to go out and get like a little Roku box or, I forget the name of it. Chromecast. Chromecast.
Your answer. Sign me up.
Yeah, so you probably don't even need to buy another TV, just a little device to connect to the TV, and then that'll connect to the Wi-Fi, and then you'll be able to use all of those free streaming apps as well as YouTube TV if you decide to sign up for that at a later date. I'm not here to promote YouTube, I'm trying to sell their product, but I'm just saying that can be a good option for you. to be able to.
These guys start stuff. They're not going to be fly by night. You guys ain't going to be out of. You guys going to be here. You're not going to like be here and then go out of business or nothing like that, right?
We're not going anywhere. Right. We're in for the long haul. So
hey, hook me up, dude. Hook me up.
Yes, sir. All right. So, would you like to add an additional phone line?
No, I'm fine. I have three phones on this number, but they're all wireless and they're all hooked up already. All you got to do is transfer it over so that it comes into the main one and we'll be good to go.
Okay. So now I do have to read this to you because you wanted to port your number. It says, by agreeing to our acceptable use policy, you are also granting us permission to initiate the release of your current phone number from your provider. Do you agree and allow us to begin that process?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. So currently the total, it's $104.98 before the discount that I mentioned, which would be the $5 for paying
right.
by credit card with paperless billing. All right. So let's see here. So I have your address is 2723-2723.
Route 9W.
Route, R-O-U-T-E, 9W, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Correct.
And you said you own the property. And
yep.
How are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, underground, or not sure?
Yeah, through the air. That's on the telephone pole.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And, okay, so what is your first name?
Kurt, C-U-R-T.
Okay, C-U-R-T, okay. And let's see here. And your last name?
Sutter, S-U-T-T-E-R.
Okay. And so that was S-U-T-T-E-R, and the first name Kurt, C-U-R-T. And your email address?
It's all lowercase, C, Sutter, like my last name, at hvc.rr.com.
Okay, so I have C like Kurt, S like Sutter, U, T like Tom, E, R, at H like Henry, B like Boy, C like Charlie, .rr.com. And
I could keep my same email address, correct?
Yeah,
right?
You can keep
the same email address when they set all this up, right? Just transfers over, right?
You can keep that email address, and I believe that if I'm not mistaken, with your Archtop account, there may be a way to have your emails, any emails that come in to csutter@hbc.rr.com, possibly could be forwarded to your Archtop email account, so it could all be in one convenient location. If I'm possibly wrong, then you could always just log into your csutter@hbc.rr.com, but then you'd also have...
I always do. Nothing will change. That was my question. Like, I'll still have my same email address that I have now, so everybody could still contact me.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You're not going to lose your email. And so your phone number, that was 845-246-0299?
Yes.
And is there a secondary phone number that you'd like to add to your account?
Well, my wife's cell phone, she has her own cell phone. What we got to do is she's just got to hook it up, put the code in to, so it can accept the Wi-Fi signal, correct?
Yeah, if she'd like to do that, absolutely. But would you like to have her phone listed as a secondary phone, or would you just like to have your phone listed on the account?
Just list my phone on the account, and there is an answering machine, old school here. So if you ever have to get a hold of me and you don't get an answer, you just leave a message on the answering machine, and I call you back. That's how I live. I'm not at anybody's beck and call when they call me on a cell phone that I have to pick it up and talk to you. I live and call you back on my time, on my convenience, on my time, not yours. That's how I live my life. Old school.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm the same way. Now, how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account?
You can call me at my home phone, or you can contact me on my email.
Okay. And how about text messages?
I don't have I don't have a cell phone, so text messages are kind of out. You'd have to use my email or my home phone.
Okay, so now I have to read these disclaimers. It says, for the email opt-in, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone, it's for phone opt-in, it says, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Okay. Let's see here.
Well, I can't believe I'm gonna be back to triple play instead of triple pay. It's gonna be $100 a month instead of $315.
That'll be so nice. Absolutely, yes, sir.
So much.
You'll be able to. Thank you. But that's all that money that you can put back in your pocket and put towards, you know, savings.
Vacation and living my life. Well, I need to keep saving for my retirement still, you know. I got my house paid off. That was the first thing. So now I got a dependable Japanese indestructible car, a Honda, and that's paid off. And I got a paid off house. So at this point, after all I need is money in the bank, and I could hold my middle finger up to everybody.
I hear you. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right. Let's see here.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for being so helpful and answering all my questions. I really appreciate it, man. You are the king.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's absolutely my pleasure. I'm very happy to assist. And what we're going to need to do now, let me see here. Okay, here we go. All right, so it says, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or a one-time payment to you. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm worried about my credit. It's astronomical. I'm worried about it.
Understood. Yes, sir. So let me just put over the information that I have currently available to me to fill out the form for the credit check. That's going to take just a moment. And then I'm going to have to ask you for some information that was not asked previously because the credit check system is going to need some further information, of course. Let's see here. All right, and let's see here. Now, for your first name, is it formally Kurt or is it Curtis?
No, it's Kurt, not Curtis.
Oh, okay, just making sure, because when we do the credit check, it's going to be verifying your identity, of course. All right, so now,
So it's
what?
W, if that helps you.
Kurt, it's W. Sutter?
Yeah.
Okay, William. I'll put that in there. And what is your date of birth?
March 15th.
What year?
Every year.
Of course, yes, sir. But what year did your mother give birth to you?
1961. Sorry, I have to do that. Every time somebody asks me what that, I tell them, they always get a good chuckle out of that one.
I love it. I love it. That's the first time I've ever heard that, but it's so logical and it's so funny.
I made that up myself at the doctor's office because they said, when's your date of birth? And I said, March 15th. And she looked at me like stupid. And she goes, what year? And I go, every year, every year. My birthday's the same day every year. What are you talking about? And they go, what year were you born?
I love it. I love it. It's great.
Using that now. You'll be using that now next time somebody asks you.
I sure will. Thanks to you, and I'll always remember you for it. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And what is your driver's license number?
It's a New York number. I'll give it to you in a second. I got to get it out of my wallet. Okay. Let me see this in light here. It's New York State driver's license, and the number is, you need the ID number, correct?
Your driver license number.
Get an ID number. That's 451-023-835.
Okay, and you said, of course, that's New York. Let's see here. All right, and I'm supposed to ask for your Social Security number.
I give you the last four digits. Is that good?
If you don't want to give the Social Security number, we can try to run this. We can try to run the run this without it, but I think it's going to require it.
I really don't like giving it out. They tell you not to tell any. I mean, I trust you, but they tell you not to give your Social Security number out to anybody.
I understand that, of course. So
let's run it, and if there's a problem, I could. We'll take it from there, but.
It won't let me proceed. It won't let me submit the credit check without the Social Security number.
All right. You know what? You're not going to steal my any that stuff from me.
No, sir. Of course not. I'm just going to enter this in, and I'm not going to remember it at all. I never remember anyone's information. I remember your name because you told me that that cool line to use when someone asked me about my date of birth. I'll remember you, but I won't remember your Social Security number.
I guarantee you'll be using that the next time somebody asks you when you were born. You'll be laughing, and they'll look at you. The looks you get are really funny. Then when they get it, they laugh. They go, oh, man, that's good, and then they use it.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you my Social Security number because they got to run a background check.
Okay.
It's 082-60-2749.
Okay. Now we can go ahead and submit the credit check. And, of course, it came back with no deposit required,
okay,
of course.
Okay, cool. I knew it would. My credit rating is like almost 800 the last time that they did it because I don't really have any bills besides my electric bills, my credit card, and my Spectrum bill, which I'm getting rid of. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. It says Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up? And you already said yes. And you said you wanted to do that on a credit card. So
yes.
Okay. So let's see here.
Want
and
your
I'm ready.
Credit card number now.
I am ready for your card number whenever you have it available.
Okay, I got it right here. Okay. Credit card number, it's a Visa, MHV, Mid-Hudson Valley Credit Union, Visa card, the number is 4332-2160-1091-1744. The expiration date is 1027, and the three-digit code on the back is 593.
Okay, thank you. And the name as it appears on the card?
Kurt W. Sutter.
Okay, thank you. And then the zip code for the billing address, is that 12477?
Correct.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, 12477. All right, let's see here.
The next time you call me at my home, I'll ask you your birthday, and you could use that on me.
Yes, sir, will do, absolutely. All right, and let's see here. So, no, of course, no payment was applied, but your payment information would be on file associated with your account for auto pay purposes. And let me see if there's any...
initiate it and set it all up, then they take payment. So that's cool.
All right. And let me see if there's any further, any more disclaimers. Okay, I don't see anything yet. Okay, so let's move right along. Okay, and how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
My wife heard it over her phone, just like it came up, and I seen it on Facebook. One of my friends up the road put it on that to get rid of Spectrum, and they're overcharging. That this new company opened up, and they're charging like, you know, with phone basically $100 a month, and I said okay, and then there was another one, so I tried them first, and they weren't ready, and I said, it's going first come, first serve, so you guys were able to hook me up before the other one, so you're getting my business, simple as that.
All right, excellent, excellent. And do you have any...
Fine wins.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location?
No, I'm right on 9W, and if they have a search engine to find the house, it'll bring me right to the property. On my driveway, there's the only neighbor that is next to me, and there is a fence, and it goes left and right, and I am on the right-hand side of the fence.
Okay. Let's see here. And do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
The only thing that you could let them know is that, you know, I'm almost 64, and I'm not really good with today's progression of technology, and that any help that they could do to get me all set up and running and have my TV and all my stuff would be greatly appreciated. Treat me like a child, because I really have no idea about any of this stuff anymore, and nor do I really want to know. I just want to have what everybody else has, and that's it, basically.
Okay. And I don't think that's going to be any problem for the technicians to help you get your devices connected to the Wi-Fi, because that just takes a few minutes. And let's see here. And I'm going to go ahead and place your order. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I go out and maybe buy one of those Roku things for the back of it? It's just a Wi-Fi thing that hooks into the back of the TV so the thing could pick it up. So if I buy that and have it on hand when he gets there, I could just take the cable out, plug that in, and he could get my little TV in the bedroom working also at the same time, correct?
Sure, yeah, that should not be any problem whatsoever. So if you'd like to do that, you could do that. And then also, once you have the Roku device, you could connect it to the TV yourself, and if you feel confident in trying to get it set up connected to your Spectrum Wi-Fi, you could go ahead and do that so you can begin using it if you'd like. And then once we install our services, we could just get you connected to the new Archtop network in your home.
I'm just going to buy one and put it to the side so when it gets here, I'm not hooking up to no Spectrum. I'm done. I want their internet thing out, their router out, all their equipment out of my house.
Understood. Now, the phone service that you have, you said, so your phone service, the phone number you gave me, that's with Spectrum. So let's see what I can do in regards to what I can offer for scheduling. So that would indicate, let's see.
Any Monday or Tuesday is fine. I will be here.
Let's see. Today is the 20th, so I could begin. Let's see. I could really offer, I would say, anything from November 1st on.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you like November 1st? That's a Friday.
My wife will be here for the phone, but if the technician's just coming for the phone, my wife will be here. But I'm here on Mondays and Tuesdays, so that would be the best day. So I will be home at the same time. I'd rather be here.
So how about November 4th or Tuesday the 5th?
Let's see. November 4th is Monday. That's the day before Election Day, correct? I'll take
yes. That.
Because I'm going to go out and vote on Election Day on Tuesday.
So would you like Monday the 4th?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And then now we do offer 2-hour time frames, and we have different choices. So it can either be 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., or 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
10 to 12 is good.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., all right, and let's see here.
November 4th. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's perfect because that's just when the new billing cycle begins for Spectrum. Their bill usually comes in on the 5th, is due by the 15th, so I'll beat them before.
Yes, sir.
Before the bill is due.
All right, sounds good. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so your installation has been successfully scheduled, and of course, we thank you for your business. And now I just have to read this other information. It says, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the connect cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. But in this case, your cables are run through the air, so it's more likely that the techs are going to run it, you know, through the air rather than burying the cable. Now, it says it's to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until our fiber services are installed to cancel their services with their current provider. And the ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result into up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. And do you agree to be bound by the terms of service that they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. Now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign in to your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service.
Okay. Well, the bill's going to come out automatically, right, when off on my credit card. So when you guys are ready for a payment every month, you just take it automatically, paperless.
Right. Yes, sir. That's going to be how it works. Anytime that you're billed, it'll just be automatically deducted from your account through auto pay.
Beautiful.
All right, and was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, I just want to thank you. God bless you, man. You have a wonderful day. God bless you, man, you and your family.
Oh, thank you so much, and you too. I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you so much for your time. You've been a pleasure to talk to.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for helping me out. Thanks for helping an old man save some money.
Very welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I couldn't have asked for a better person to assist, with this. So it's just been an absolute pleasure, sir. And I thank you for calling Archtop Fiber, and hope that you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.